This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's amazing this is not a daily story.
Oh, what happened?
Well, these places are awfully nonchalant about stuff that's already been paid for.
Okay.
And I know, Tommy, with you and I at certain points in our lives and most people listening, our lunch would have been free. Every single day.
Really?
If we had access to this.
Damn.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. This story comes to us from Canandaigua.
What happened?
A 58-year-old man has been arrested after police say he entered a restaurant and stole a takeout order that was on the counter.
Oh.
Not only did he make it out of the restaurant, he made it to his car and he took off.
So a lot of times that stuff's just sitting like in a special area, right?
Special area. It's out in the open. It's like right there.
So how do they know? Because nobody checks on that stuff. When I'm at the coffee shop, people just walk in, grab their coffee, and walk out.
Which is why this guy did what he did, it seems.
But how did he get nailed?
Well, the police must have noticed because they called the cops. Authorities say they stopped him a short time later on 5 and 20.
Okay.
Wait, he was in his car?
Yes. He had gotten out.
You know he ate half of it already.
I was going to say, I wonder how much of it was gone.
Oh, he had to be like a dog on a ham.
Oh, so do you have that burrito? It's all over his face. No. Quick sidebar.
Yeah.
What do you think that meal was worth that he stole?
So does it say where it was at?
It does not say the name of the restaurant.
But it had to be a casual dining, right?
$20, you think?
Tops.
Okay.
Yeah, because I'm guessing it was one bag, right? No, you're not grabbing multiple things.
Well, I don't know.
A delicious $20 bag.
Look, if this guy's guilty, he broke the law, punish him, whatever. But he had to think with what was at stake. Mm-hmm. As soon as his wheels started moving.
I don't think you think you're getting chased down for it, at
Thank
least.
You. Yeah. Like, the cops ain't going to run a stolen burrito, right? Wrong, bitch! How'd you like to be that cop, too? Freeze! Put down the burrito!
Or what's left of it.
Look, you went through the academy, you wanted to be a cop, you're going to change the world, you're running down a guy who took half a sandwich from Panera. So the man was arrested. He was charged with petty larceny. He's got a court date coming up. And I think the question in this discussion is very simple.
What's that?
252-WCMF, 252-9263. How does this not happen on a daily
basis? It has to.
All the time. Even picking up pizzas sometimes, you know how they're like, what's the name? It's, if you pay ahead of time, they just hand it over. Like, they never ask you any follow-up questions other than what's the name on the order.
Well,
especially if it's busy.
What was your kindergarten teacher's last name?
Well, I know, but like, I don't know. I guess I could just guess a name and see what pizza they hand me.
Well, the pizza one's tougher. Like, what Tommy was saying with the restaurants, like, every restaurant you walk into now, they have the food out and waiting.
It's just on a table.
And during lunch and dinner time, it is loaded up.
People just walk in and grab. And, like, nobody asks any. Last time we flew to see my brother, we're at the airport, right? And I'm going to go in and get a coffee. And the place is slam. And they're just popping cups out there. People just walking up, sandwiches, whatever. Nobody checks anything. Man, I could have had like 4 delicious breakfast sandwiches. I could have eaten one while I'm waiting for my coffee. It just stood there still. They don't know.
Well, but here's the thing. The employees at these places, they only hire enough people to do the actual job.
Right, there's nobody monitoring
it. But on the other side of it, when I was standing there, like it was a Starbucks.
Okay.
And they would call, Karen. Karen. Like, she's not even listening. And finally somebody looks up to the front, oh, it's me. Like, I could have just walked up and ate your sandwich.
You were going to be Karen.
I don't care.
Karen, I'm Karen. Hi, I'm Karen.
Nobody looks. She just shouts out a name and just keeps making coffee.
Well, with any of those mobile orders, too.
Yeah.
That's
all. Yeah, all that stuff.
We've established how easy it would be to steal lunch.
Oh, man.
So what does it say about us as a society that there isn't one of these stories every single day?
I guess we're good people.
Unless there is, and usually businesses are just like, okay, we'll make you a new one. Because I mean, there may be times when somebody accidentally takes the wrong order or something. Yeah. You know, not even meaning to steal it. It could just happen a lot naturally. So somebody might think, oh, somebody took the wrong order. Let's make you a new one.
Yeah, but you would think if it happens enough, like restaurants would have to start doing something to change it. And they haven't. So maybe it's not happening.
Because it's so convenient to just walk up and grab your food and screw.
Well, yeah, also, if you're a thief, very convenient.
Bro, if I was on the road as a busted ass.
So let's talk about, hold on, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. We're talking about this 58-year-old man in Canandaigua who was arrested after police say he entered a restaurant and stole a takeout order that was on the counter. He got into his car and took off. Authorities stopped him a short time later on 5 and 20. He's been charged with petty larceny. So if you listen to the show, you know there was a man who was just trying to make it as a stand-up.
Oh, yeah.
Bomb threats in every club that he played, and that was just his act. And how much were you living on per day when you were on the road?
$3.
$3. For $3 a day, you could feed this underperforming.
I was skinnier than the kids in those ads. I weighed around 128 pounds, and I had a 28-inch waist as a adult man. I was skinnier than a jockey.
My thigh is wider than 28 inches.
I know.
Thank God this didn't exist when we were doing comedy.
Oh, bro. And I would have risked it because I was so goddamn hungry.
Well, but it doesn't even seem like a risk because, again, like, this is the first guy we've ever heard of getting arrested for it. And we were going through towns we didn't live in.
And left.
Yes.
Like, we left.
Goodbye. Burrito's mine.
Yeah, within an hour, I'm far away.
Bro, I'm with you, man. There would have been times, and if I was in some town in the Midwest where I would have been sprinting out of Chipotle with my mystery dinner.
You would have to pick the right place to do this at, though, because something like a burrito, sure, you could grab any burrito and it would be fine to eat, but like there may be some places that have very specific orders where you're just like, bleh, what the hell is this?
Can you give me an example?
So, like, let's say you're not somebody that can handle a lot of heat in your food.
That is a burrito place.
Yeah, but I'm thinking like there are like spicier foods out there where you might take a bite of that thing and, you know, regret it instantly.
There's very few foods I don't like.
Really? Because you eat like a bird.
I know I do now, but when I was fat, there was very few foods I said, oh, I hate that. You the same way, right?
No, I couldn't. Back in the day, I really couldn't do spicy. I mean, I can't now, but I'll like work through it.
Yeah. Well, but you're not a fish guy.
No. Yeah. After your mom, when I was done with your mom, that was the end of that. Yeah. It's like a hell of it down there.
But she kept going back.
Well, I mean,
and
she was
eating.
She kept asking. What are we going to do, be rude?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Free lunch.
Yeah, like what? You hate olives. What if somebody's like, extra olives on that bowl?
No, I mean, that's the risk here. You don't choose what you eat. Yeah. And like burrito would be the ultimate fear factor. Yeah, because you don't know what's in. Like, if I get a burger, I can peel the burger off. Okay,
sure.
I don't like
that. Burritos, it's a surprise.
Exactly. Even the bowl, I see everything. Like, burrito is, all right, here we go. 3, 2, 1. Okay.
But I'm thinking you're going to hit the base joints, right? The burger joints, pizza joints, something like that.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, I think
grab-and-go coffee shop. So it's going to be donuts and breakfast sandwiches and crap like that, which everybody can eat.
No, but even like a bagel shop, like, God forbid I get, like, you know, lox.
Yum.
Man, if I could score some lox. That's like a $10 sandwich back in the day.
Okay, yeah.
I don't even know what it goes for now. They probably throw it at you.
Yeah, caviar sucks too. I'm not going to steal that.
Caviar does not suck.
Oh, really? How do you know?
Because I've had it.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Because I've never had it. It just looks like it sucks.
It's delicious.
Ah, you just got Pittsburgh, man.
It's smelly fish eggs. Who doesn't want that on something?
Again, I've already done the mom joke. So is the risk here worth the reward? Because this man was arrested, but he was only charged with petty larceny.
Oh, no, it's not worth it, but...
Well, no.
It's just kind of laying
there.
No, he's
saying, like, if you get away with it, is it worth the stolen food?
The risk versus... Well, both ways, right? Like,
well, it's a very quick reward.
Yeah.
You're gonna suck that sandwich down in 2 minutes.
Sure. But can't you also make the argument that food is the greatest motivator? If you're hungry, you don't think about anything but being hungry.
Yeah.
Right?
So long term, no. Short term, yes.
Kimmy, was there ever a point in your life where you could see yourself stealing a lunch?
I don't think so. I also think I'm too picky of an eater. Like, I like, if I'm going to somewhere, I like what I like on that menu, and I really don't, it doesn't vary much.
Like, not even in college?
Maybe, but I don't know.
But you like your junk food. You like your greasy crap.
No, I do. But I'm just thinking, how I feel about, like, a mystery order. Like, open that bag and see what I got.
You know, there are some restaurants, like, they'll take the things that they make that are mistakes, and they'll sell them at a steep discount as, like, a mystery meal.
Yeah. Oh.
Where's that?
I've seen it at a couple of local restaurants around here. I've always kind of wanted to try it.
Really?
Sounds like a mystery meal.
I think you're
meal?
Only going to be disappointed.
Like, I think actually Lugia's ice cream, if they have mess ups, they'll sell them as mystery ice creams.
Oh.
Out there at Spencerport?
I don't remember.
I saw it on the sign last time I was there.
Oh.
But going back to the college kid thing, it's also why it's surprising this doesn't happen in the greater Rochester area every day. Because, like, Henrietta, for example, has 30 restaurants.
Oh, yeah.
And they all do left out to go orders on Jefferson.
Yeah, those mobile orders.
Yeah, yeah. You also have RIT right there in Henrietta.
Mm-hmm.
U of R is right around the corner from Jefferson Road.
Mm.
Most of those kids at those schools are broke.
Yeah.
None of these kids are trying this. Because it seems like a stupid kid thing to do just to kill time.
The one problem with doing that is, like, you can't go, you'd be afraid to go back in there, maybe.
Yeah, true.
Because those are your food options right there on the Jeff.
Yeah, you only have so many, you're limited.
But again, this guy did it in Canandaigua, and that's a small town.
But he also got caught.
Yeah. Right. But like, even if he didn't, let's say he walked on it, like, you may be apprehensive to go back in there just because you're a small town and you don't have many options down there.
Would you judge him based on which food he took? Because, like, there are some foods that are worth taking.
No, I don't think so. No, I mean, so he's like
if that meal was under, like, $10, is it worth the steal?
I'm talking type of food.
Okay.
Like, I mean, there are restaurants in Canandaigua that are really nice restaurants that'll do takeout, like places that'll make you a steak sandwich, whatever. If you found out he was taking Chinese, would you judge him? Chinese is the most affordable of all
the to-go
foods.
Yeah, but it would go a long way.
Yeah.
Only for about 10 minutes.
But you get a lot of Chinese food for your dollar, so that might be a really nice bag of Chinese food.
It might be your best bet.
Yeah, I would go Chinese number one.
So wait, Chinese is number one?
For me, it is.
But
I love Chinese food.
But it's also...
You're definitely getting more than one thing. Like, you're getting a variety. Nobody ever just ordered one meal.
Yeah, you're probably getting three things.
Yeah.
I'm guessing.
Minimum.
But it's also the least expensive of all the to-go foods, right? Chinese food compared to... I mean, Chinese and Mexican are dirt cheap foods.
Like, so what are you grabbing?
I gotta go. If I'm gonna steal, I'm gonna go a little higher end.
Burger fry?
Like, nicer burger though, right? Like, you know, like a gourmet burger,
like the Five Guys and stuff.
Oh,
like that.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, do they do to go like that?
I think they all.
I think
do,
everybody
right?
does. I wonder if the rise of like Uber Eats and stuff like that kind of takes away from this too. Like, I feel like I know more people that do that than actually ordering ahead and going to pick it up.
Yeah, but even in the to-go orders, like the Uber Eats to-go orders, they still sit out there,
true.
So I can just take that one.
Mm-hmm.
We got Facebook messages coming in again, talking about the story out of Canandaigua. 58-year-old man arrested after police say he entered a restaurant, took a takeout order that was on the counter, and screwed. He made it to his car, and he took off. He was pulled over on 5 and 20 for leaving.
Chase is home.
Leaving with an illegal burrito. He's been charged with petty larceny. This Facebook message, I get my lunch to-go 3 times a week from Chipotle. At least once a month, someone will have taken my order when I get there, but I always thought it was a mistake, but now you guys have me thinking people are stealing my lunch. Okay, you brought the mistakes up. Mistakes have to happen.
Like you grabbed the wrong order.
Yeah. Can I get arrested for a mistake?
I've never heard of that.
I've never heard of anyone getting arrested
because
for this until
now. Because I
guess
if it's a mistake, then technically you may have paid for a meal. You just grabbed the wrong meal.
Okay. Yeah, they got your money.
Okay,
yeah.
But like that's a workaround too, right? Because I could buy the cheapest thing on the menu, put my name on a bag, and then look for the biggest bag. And
that's a lot of work.
Yeah. Oh,
you're still spending, though, and you're still ordering.
True.
I don't know.
Okay, so I'm not getting arrested for a mistake.
I'm going to guess they're going to give you a pass on that, but I don't know.
Brian writes this on Facebook. I ordered to go at the wrong location and didn't want to drive to Webster, so I grabbed a different order and ate that when I got home. No one stopped me, and I still go to that place on a regular basis, no problem. What a dick.
I know. You just ruined somebody's meal.
Oh, my God. My wife would be so out of her mind.
Now they have to get in line and reorder it. and explain the situation, which I don't. I wonder how difficult that is. Let's say you get there and your meal's gone. Whatever you ordered, it's not there. Mm-hmm. How do you prove to them that you already paid for something?
I would think they're going to give you another meal.
And you have it on the app. You can just show them what you ordered.
Yeah, true. And right. They want your business. So, yeah. I mean, it's a lousy bowl of rice.
They're all making minimum wage anyway working right. at those places. Yeah, yeah. Like, what are they going to do, fight you? Sure, here you go. You can ask them for the keys to the back. They probably give it to you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.